welcome to Comic Talk Today for Friday, June 1st, 2018. And it's promised. Today I will be talking about the Comixology announcement that just literally finished 5 minutes ago. Now, if you've listened to this show before, you heard me talk about the announcement. You heard me make some predictions. If you've listened to the latest episode of the Nerdy Legion podcast with my good buddy Nick Wetmore, you will have heard some more theories on what was going to happen. Now, by now, I'm sure many of you probably already saw the announcement, or you've got it queued up, or you're waiting for this podcast so you can be filled in on what's going on. Maybe you read some of those comic book websites, who knows? But I gotta say, it seems like most of the stuff that I predicted was correct, so I'm pretty happy about that. Just to kick things off, I'll give you a basic rundown. Comixology has announced that they will be entering the original comic book market. They're kicking off with four new books. We got Savage Game, Elephant Men 2261, As for Mercy, and Super Freaks. And I'll dive into each of those here in a little bit. Here's the cool thing. All four of these books are available today. They are exclusive to Comixology or the Amazon Kindle store if you have that. And they're all free if you're a Prime subscriber. And this is one thing that I thought was most interesting and the one thing that I predicted was going to happen. Because Amazon has been doing a really good job at giving extra perks to Prime subscribers in all of the services that they buy. So I know many of you probably was the first time you were on Twitch to watch the announcement. That's fine. I love Twitch. I'm on Twitch all the time. Matter of fact, I'm going to be starting doing this show on Twitch maybe this weekend, maybe next week. I don't know yet. But like once a week, twice a week, I'll be doing a Twitch live stream of the show. And the cool thing about Twitch, since Amazon purchased them, is that you can subscribe to folks and support them without spending a dime. Because included with your Prime subscription, you can subscribe to one Twitch streamer per month, and they get your $5. You're not paying anything. It's included in your subscription. But they get $5 for you subscribing. And that's how a lot of Twitchers, you know, make their living, is they have subscribers, and it takes money to subscribe. Not like you can watch the videos for free. Let me clarify that. You can watch the videos for free, but you can support them by subscribing, and that gives you like perks, like emojis, and I don't know what else. Crazy stuff. Hipster kid stuff. I don't know. My one assumption was that Comixology was going to try to do this within comic books themselves, and it seems that that is the case. So if you're a Prime subscriber, all these books will be free. All will be free. That's incredible. This is a freaking game changer, and I love it. Here's the way the rundown goes otherwise. You can, of course, buy these if you want. So Savage Game is a original graphic novel. It's $4.99. Elephant Men is a miniseries, $2.99 per issue. Super Freaks is a miniseries, $2.99 per issue. As for Mercy is a miniseries, $2.99 per issue. Now, I'm going to get into the caveats of some of that in a second. You can buy these things if you want, but if you have your Amazon subscription, your Amazon account tied into Comixology, and you're a Prime subscriber, all those are free. If you are a Twitch Prime subscriber, all those are free. If you're not a Prime subscriber, but you have Comixology Unlimited, all these are free. Free! Free comics! You cannot go wrong with that. This is a model that's really interesting, and I think it's going to make this Comixology Originals thing a big success for Comixology and Amazon. Because, of course, you can try new things, right? One of the key things that I always try to talk about on this podcast is that I always try to find new books to read. I want to expand my horizons, read new stuff, find new creators, try new publishers, and I try to put that on whoever listens as well. That's why I always offer to give away free copies of whatever book I'm talking about, not including Marvel or DC, because I believe that it's important to support these creators. And the way that Comixology is doing this Originals thing, that thing is already built in. If you're not a member of these things, you're not left out because you can still buy them. But if you are, it's an additional perk. And let me tell you, as many comics as I read, even just four free comics a month, that would be, what, $12, okay, at the price that they're selling them at, $3 a piece. $12 a month. that pretty much pays for my Prime subscription for the year if I'm reading 4 comics a month from this new publisher. Now, of course, some of you will say, well, listen, Martin, I don't care about digital. I'm not even going to care about these, even though they're free. I hate free stuff. Don't give me free stuff. I'm old school. I want to smell my comics. I want to sniff them. Well, guess what? You can. Because what they also announced is, as soon as these miniseries are over, they will be collected as a graphic novel. Now, Savage Game is already a graphic novel, so you can pick that up either on Comixology, or you can go to the Amazon store and order a physical copy if you so wish. Elephant Men, Super Freaks, and As for Mercy, you cannot do that right now. Well, let me rephrase that. Elephant Men and As for Mercy, you can do that when the minis are over. They will have collected trades for these books that you can order, or you can get the trades on Comixology. Super Freaks is a slightly different thing. Because, well, the difference about Super Freaks is that while it is a 5-issue miniseries, all 5 issues of this came out today. Now you're asking to yourself, well, why isn't it just not a trade? Why do 5 issues? And I think that's what's cool about this. Because, as we all know, this is the model that everybody's moving to, right? Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, everybody. Not for every single show, but for a lot of shows. They'll do, you know, 6-issue season, 8-issue, or 12-issue, whatever. Well, however many episodes they put in a season now. And a lot of times, these shows will go out all episodes at once. Not always, but a lot of these companies do that. In particular, Netflix. Hulu likes to kind of do the weekly thing, kind of like TV used to do, or still does, I guess. Netflix puts everything out at once. That's the model that they're going at with this comic. And I think that's really interesting. Because you can still read it like a regular comic where you have the cliffhanger at the end of an issue that makes you want to come back for the next one. Or you can just read all 5 at once and it doesn't really matter. So you can do that right now with Super Freaks. And you can also get the trade if you so wish. I think that's really interesting and really, really smart. Because this also gives Comixology a few different models to play with. To see what will work best. So they're kicking off with a graphic novel, 2 miniseries, and something that's just released all at once. And that's cool, because that way they can tell what will be more successful. Will the typical month-to-month schedule fit better for people that are reading comics? And my assumption is that for the most part it will. Or can they do maybe a shorter mini and put all 5 issues at once and let people decide what they like best? I think that's something interesting to look forward to. I do want to get into these books. So I'm going to kick off kind of in the order that they did them in the live stream. So we'll kick off with Savage Game. Now, Savage Game was originally conceived by Ryan Khalil. And if the name sounds familiar, he is the center for the Carolina Panthers. So he's a football player. He does not write or draw this book. It was kind of his idea to do this book. And he got together with Sean Kittleson, who wrote the 5 issues with input from Ryan. And the art is by Chris B. Murray, who has never done a comic before. He came from video games. I believe most notably he worked on art for the Mortal Kombat series. Letters by Simon Boland, because I don't know if you guys know this. There's a lot of letterers, but some are very prolific. And Simon Boland has been around for a long time, and he pretty much letters, I would say, like a tenth of all comics in existence. To give a recap of this book, Savage Game is a high-tech version of The Island of Dr. Moreau. So it deals with a scientist who genetically engineers different animals to pit them in this battle. It's like a new televised game, like a new sport. They put these genetically engineered creatures on islands, and they film it, and that gets put out as a TV show. And this is, I believe, a 60-page original graphic novel. I can't remember the exact page count. I'm pretty sure that's right. And it also has to do kind of with the effects that this job has on his family life. So the scientist has a kid. The kid is not very fond of his dad using his genius to create animals that are pitted against each other to the death. We'll see. I haven't read any of these yet. I will be reading these tonight and into tomorrow, and I will be doing an episode over the weekend, kind of talking about how I felt about these books. But the concept is pretty interesting, and I look forward to seeing how it goes. Something that I don't think we've seen anything really similar to this in comics, so that's kind of original, and I like that. It does kind of give me some like Kaiju vibes. Kaiju the comics, not, or Kaiju Max is the comic, not Kaiju like Godzilla, although of course it's based on that stuff. But I look forward to seeing how this goes. Again, 60-page graphic novel, and written by Sean Kittleson with art by Chris Murray. Sounds pretty cool. I'm going to give it a shot. Again, it's free, so why not, right? The next book that was announced was Ask for Mercy. This is a 6-issue miniseries written by Richard Slarkins, who, of course, created and wrote Elephant Men over at Image for years. I think that book has been around for like 15, 20 years, probably. Long time. Fantastic book, by the way. And I'm going to talk about Elephant Men here in a second. This is not Elephant Men whatsoever. This is a fantasy horror story, which, you know, automatically, you know I'm going to be all on this. Sci-fi horror story set in World War II, and it deals with a group of monster hunters who just so happen to also be monsters. And the reason that they unite is to fight the Pantheon of Hideous Creatures, which is a group of magical mystery monster things created through evil Nazi magic. And so the purpose of this monster hunting group is to stop evil Nazi magic from taking over Europe and the world. I think that sounds awesome. It's kind of like a little bit of alt history, which I love. There's some fantasy elements, which I love. There's monsters, which I love. There's horror, which I love. Like, this book, out of all of these that I'll be talking about, seems to be the one most made for me. And I took a look at some of the pages. I'm not familiar with Abigail Jill Harding, her work. She's a British artist. But looking at the pages, it looks absolutely beautiful. And I cannot wait to check this out. Again, that's a 6-issue mini. I know in the synopsis, they said it's like a mix of The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, and Sandman. So that sounds pretty exciting to me. And if you have similar taste to I do, this might excite you as well. Of course, since we're talking about Richard, he worked on Elephant Men for a long time. And Comixology is doing a 5-issue miniseries, Elephant Men 2261, The Death of Shorty. These will be released on a monthly schedule, so they're not all at once. But it's Richard Starkings writing it. The art is by Alex Medellin and Boo Cook. And they had Boo on the... they interviewed Boo and Richard on the live stream. Seemed like totally awesome dudes. I love Elephant Men. It's extremely creative. It's about these genetically engineered half-elephant, half-men creatures that were created to fight wars for humanity. And there's no more war. The war's over. And so, of course, they have to reintegrate into society somehow. And I think this one out of all of them could be the one that touches the most heartstrings, because I think it's the most widely appealing of all the books that they announced so far. And I think that's good, because they need to have books in all kinds of genres to make this thing work correctly and to be successful. So I very much look forward to checking out Elephant Men. Like I said, I've read pretty much every single issue of Elephant Men. I don't think I read the last couple that came out. The series just finished. And there might have been something somewhere in the middle that I missed a little bit also. But for the most part, I've read a large chunk, the majority of Elephant Men, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing this next evolution of the story. And of course, I'm sure that with the relationship that they have with Richard, they'll be doing more Elephant Men stories in the future. Because when Comixology first started, Elephant Men was actually one of the first titles to be released as a digital comic. So, long-time relationship. I think this is going to work out great for both parties. And again, it's Elephant Men 2261, The Death of Shorty. It's a 5-issue monthly miniseries. As for Mercy, by the way, is a 6-issue monthly miniseries. The final one, I think, will be... It seems to be something that would appeal to a younger demographic, just based on the description of the book, the character designs, the characters themselves, and even the story. It's written by Elsa Charretier. My French is terrible, by the way. And Pietre Collinet. The art is by Margot Seltel. We'll go with that. And she does the colors as well. She does the digital art. And matter of fact, they had her sketching on the live stream, so that was pretty cool to see. They are French creators and apparently very much influenced by American comics. So they talked about a little bit of that on the live stream as well. I thought it was pretty interesting. This takes place in a world in which all superheroes have disappeared, and all that's left to fight crime and craziness in the world are the heroes' sidekicks. And you know, this deals, of course, with how the sidekicks learn to become heroes, because they're all very undertrained, very young. And as it turns out, while the heroes disappear and these kids try to become heroes themselves, there's a huge event that happens in the world that will really test them. And it sounds pretty interesting. This might be one of those things that I can read with Reagan, who's, you know, she's 14, so she prefers reading a little bit younger, although she has some mature tastes. And I'm looking forward to see what she thinks about this. Of course, I will be checking it out. And that is a 5-issue mini. This is the one in which all 5 issues are out right now. Very, very cool idea. I will be checking this out as well. The final thing that was discussed was the One More Thing. And they announced that at San Diego Comic-Con 2018, which is coming up very, very shortly, they will be announcing a whole slew of other books, because, of course, they're not happy with just 4. And the thing is, because Comixology deals exclusively in digital comics, they don't necessarily have the overhead that having to distribute print books does, right? So I often talk about other indie publishers like Vault and Lion Forge and Aftershock, Valiant, what other ones? I don't know, there's so many. Where part of the problem when you're doing print comics is, even if you're doing digital, okay, you still have the overhead of print. And print is a good chunk of the budget in order to create a comic. Comixology is cutting all that out. And so they're able to do a much bigger line and not have to worry about those additional costs. And of course, they are also able to do this because by making all these books perks of being a Prime subscriber, they don't need to worry about what the sales are going to be. The sales are already built into the amount of money that you pay in a given year, okay? And I got to say, I love being a Prime subscriber. I've been a Prime subscriber for, oh Lord, probably since they first started doing Prime. I don't even know how long ago that is. 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, maybe longer. I think it's a fantastic service. You know, you get Amazon Video for free. So, I mean, technically, I guess I could cut out Netflix and Hulu if I wanted to. I don't. I do all 3. But, you know, you get a bunch of TV and videos for free. They just announced that they're going to be picking up the Expanse, which was canceled at Sci-Fi. Amazon's going to be doing it. So that's a nice perk in and of itself. You get the free 2-day shipping. Now you're getting all these comics. You get free Twitch subscriptions. Like, it's crazy the amount of stuff that you can get. If you have a Kindle, you get free books, like actual books to read. And of course, you get a little discount on Comixology. You can also tie your Comixology account to your Kindle account, so you have that cross. And let me tell you, inside tip, there's often great, great sales on trade paperback, digital trade paperbacks on the Amazon Kindle store that don't show up on the Comixology store. And if you look for those and you tie your accounts in, all those purchases that you make will automatically show up in your Comixology library. So, anyways, little tip. More books will be announced at San Diego Comic-Con. I'm not sure how many they're doing, but they showed quite a varied list of creators, and I'm going to read that list off. Tyler Crook, Mike Norton, Christian Donaldson, M.K. Reed, Alti Firmansaya, Mark Sable, Sam Humphries, Tim Seeley, Megan Kearney, Spike Trautman, Kel McDonald, Jen Vaughn, Hope Nicholson, and Magdalene Visaggio. That is a great list. That is a great list. I know some of these names should jump off right off the page. Tyler Crook, Mike Norton, Sam Humphries, Tim Seeley, Magdalene Visaggio. A lot of people should know these names. You should become familiar with the rest because they all do really amazing work. And the fact that they're going to be doing books for Comixology says a lot about the relationship that Comixology wants to have with its creators, and also shows that these creators very much look forward to working with Comixology. because the model will obviously work for both parties. I mean, Comixology is going to be making money off this thing, but the creators are automatically getting paid by having people be Prime subscribers. And I think that's a great, great model. Super, super interesting. Anyways, that's going to be it for the announcement on this Comixology Originals thing that just happened. I thought it was an okay stream. I'm more excited about the actual announcement than the books themselves so far. Of course, As for Mercy and Elephant Man, I'm really excited for. I'm going to read those first. But just what this means for the future of comics. This is a brand new model for comic books. This is the type of thing that the TV and movie industry has been trying to move towards over the last couple of years, and it's the first time that we're seeing it come into comics. You know, we have to wonder, like, oh my God, like, what do I need to cut? You know, like, I can't read this book because these three other books are coming out. This kind of makes away with that. You're getting all these things for free. The creators are getting paid. People are getting books that they want. Everybody wins. I think this is super smart, and I look forward to seeing what the future holds for Comixology Originals. Of course, I'm going to read this, like I said, tonight and tomorrow. So I will be doing an episode, I'm not sure if tomorrow, but maybe on Sunday, I will be talking about all these books. And then I'll be back on Monday with the top of the pile. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.